Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be on today. I want to welcome everyone, all the listeners. I want to welcome you to Free Talk Radio. As we always start off, we always want to remind you that we are on every first and third Friday. So we want to make sure that you have it in your calendar that we are on Free Talk Radio on every first and third Friday. And we want to make sure you guys tune in. Make sure you tell a friend. Tonight is going to be something so amazing. And I know we come in every night saying that, you know, what we're going to speak about is amazing. And I'm excited because all the talks that we have been doing have been a blessing to people. So tonight, we are going to dig real deep. And so we just ask that you guys just relax, kick back, you know, kick up your feet, whatever it is, and just tune in with us. And one thing we want to say even this time around is don't hesitate. Do not hesitate to ask a question. Do not hesitate to call in because we are here to answer the questions to the best of our ability. So, again, we welcome you to Free Talk Radio. I am your host, Brownisha Blackman, and I'm hoping that my host, the co-host, Ms. Crystal Simpson, is on. Crystal, are you on?
Yes, I am. I was having a tough – you do know I do this every time. I never have the number stored in my phone. I never get a chance to – I always have to, you know, do it manually, which is just so bad. But I am on today, and I am excited just as you are excited. Like you said, to talk about it, we don't want to sound redundant, but I do believe that each time does get better, and I feel like each time we kind of open up discussion or open up the floor to something that people either don't talk about or don't want to talk about or haven't heard yet. But it's, I think tonight will be great. I really, really do believe that. I really do.
I truly know that tonight is going to be great. It's going to really open the door for many people because we know that this particular topic is not always overlooked, or it, you know, or people snare up saying no at this particular topic. And so I am excited because we are in the month of March. What today is March 2nd, but as for Free Talk Radio, we are doing March Madness. And you know, a lot of times when we talk about March Madness, we think of the sports and all those kind of things. But this month, it is what it is. It's March Madness, and the madness that we're hitting on is talking about the madness that we face in secret, you know, the madness that we don't talk about, the battles that we run from, our struggles. Like, you know, it's somewhere in life I believe that we were taught to be shame, you know, because when we talk about stuff, they'd be like, girl, don't you go tell nobody else that, or girl, don't you go repeat that. So it's as if we have been programmed to hide these things, you know, as we've been programmed to deal with it in the secret because we've been told, girl, don't you tell nobody that. So in growing up, you know, and like you didn't tell nobody that because you just didn't. And I think I remember, you know, I'm doing an event years ago, and I remember saying that that your grandma be like, you better not tell what happened in this house, you know, those kind of things. And the thing about it is just to make this clear, we're not speaking to come up against our upbringing. I just thank and praise God for everything that I've been through, but it's certain things in life have put us in positions to where we're trying to live in a society today, and it's frowned upon, you know. Mental illness is frowned upon, and it's a reality. You know, being schizophrenic and having bipolar and anxiety, all those things, when you begin to talk about those things or you suffer those things, it's frowned upon. It makes you want to hide it. It don't make you want to tell nobody. And so the thing about it is how can those individuals get help? You, if you are one to struggle with it, how will you get help if you don't talk about it? And so that's what we're going to hit on today. That's what we're going to talk about today. And that's what we're going to expose today. So, you know, Crystal, I don't know what's your add-in on to it, and we don't want to forget that we're going to have a guest on the radio today. We're going to have Miss Robin Williams Salter will be coming in. She will be our guest tonight, and she will hit on many other things that we are discussing. She'll be coming in. We're expecting her to be on within like the next 10 minutes. But yeah, that's what we want to talk about this time around. And I think sometimes we be pumped up any other time. But hitting this, it's really touchy, I mean, for me, to talk about the mental illness and the struggles. It pretty is touchy, but I don't want anyone to be stuck in that place, you know. I want people to be able to become comfortable in talking about it. Not saying that they will, but if it's possible for them to become comfortable. Crystal, did I lose you?
No, I'm listening. I'm trying to definitely listen because I'm going back to what you said earlier about something that we don't talk about. But you know what I was learning today, too? That's one of the most unmet needs in our lives because we meet the needs of our bodies, whether it's our physical aspect, whether it's our face, our chest, our basically our bodies. We meet every need on the outside. But they said mental illness is one of the most unmet needs because you don't know. And like I think I was texting. I wasn't texting you, or I was saying it. I was writing something, but it was. I said unmet need, but it was something that we either put behind us or we belittle it. Because day to day, I know that we go back and forth in our minds about just any decision that we make, and sometimes maybe more than some people do it more than others, which is okay. That's fine. An overthinker, but also I think there's some stuff like you said hidden. There's some things that we know that just not. Kind of normal. I don't want to say normal. That's kind of like almost questionable. Like, wait a minute. I'm feeling this way too much. I'm feeling this way too much. I'm feeling this way too many days or this and that. A lot of stuff don't matter anymore. And I feel like we begin to kind of put it on the back burner because we feel like there's nothing wrong. Like you said, nothing wrong. And some people, we lie to ourselves. We don't think nothing wrong. No, I'm just mad because of this. We cover up things, but I think it's time to take the covers off. I think it's definitely time to talk about it. And, I'm not going to be ashamed to keep thinking that we're too deep because I don't believe that we're too deep, but I believe that we're just where we're supposed to be on the surface of talking about this, and I believe that this is the best time to talk about it because we are everything to everybody else, and I think I've said that before. We're everything to everybody else, and we do a lot of stuff, and I think we get so wrapped up in that we forget, and it becomes a tug-of-war in our minds, and a lot of us, more than many, it starts to become painful and you begin tired and, you know, all that type of stuff. But we'll talk about that later when, but I didn't know that it was one of the most unmet needs. We check up on our bodies. We check up on everything else, but our minds is like the last thing that we check up on or we try to, you know, look for. And I don't know what time Robin's supposed to be coming in, but I guess to kind of set the tone just a little bit, I know that me and Bernice are believers of Christ, and we say a lot of stuff on here that goes back to him. And just for those that are either new babes in Christ or someone that has questions, a lot of times people might ask, well, how can you do this and believe in this and this happens? But that's the question I want to ask. He does a lot for us, and I believe that God's helped us in everything, even in our minds. He even said when you come to me, you will have, you know, transformed mind, you will be a new person. But I guess the question that Robin will be asking, I don't know yet, but is more of, what do we do after that? For some of y'all that are asking, you guys went to God or you went to this. What do you do after that? And I think that's something questions I had that I was asking Bernicia too. What do we do after we prayed and we fasted and we do this? What do we do now? Like, what's the next thing? And I know some of us, like Bernicia said earlier, some of it is being taboo or it's being looked upon to get help. Sometimes outside of the church, it's been taboo to get help outside of church because then something really wrong with you or the ain't of God or you went out of the wheel. No, when is the time to really get help? So,
right.
You know, that's, yeah, so.
Yeah. And it's so key, though, to talk about that because one thing it is I know it's one thing that you say is frowned upon within the Black community. I did take our time to read on some stats that they, you know, that was spoken. And I think when we even begin to talk about, when we begin to even talk about or prepare for the month of March, when we were preparing for March Madness, I began to, because even how we even got to this place, I began talking about how even within our homes, how we have been so programmed to just survive. We have been just so programmed and conditioned to a particular way that we have not even fully lived our lives. You know, we have been confined to just the way of life, or paying the bills, or whatever it is. And for some of us, it has put a wear and a tear on our mind just to try to survive. You know, a lot of people, you see that they have been through so many traumatic experiences in life through survival, regardless if it was abuse or whatever it was. And in that, it begins to play with your mind. But because you, like I said before, you've been told not to talk about it, or because you don't tell nobody outside your home, a lot of these people have lost their minds, and they're still not talking about it. Or now, after they've lost their mind, people looking at them like, what happened to them? They didn't talk about it. They didn't let it out. They didn't release it. They kept it on the inside. And as I said, even with the, and I know I talked about it before, that strong black woman syndrome. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be one to hold my ground. I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to make sure, you know, do my business. But we have to admit when we are tired. We have to admit when we are weak. We have to admit when we don't feel good. We've been taught to be superwoman to the point that when you about to break, I got it. Or, you know, people come ask you, you need help with your back. Unconsciously, you saying no, because we even have this mindset, you know. And really, when we really need the help. But it's like, no. And you left carrying all them bags, and this person that came and wanted to be a blessing to you. But unconsciously, you know, we respond to things unconsciously. So, you know, when even talking about March Madness, I know, Crystal, when we were getting ready to come up, you know, with our title, what we were going to do for the month of March, those were some of the things. And we even looked on particular communities, how the people in those communities, how they function based off the community within itself, based on, I mean, and Will just said, even like these project communities, if you look at them compared to others, it's like they look like zombies. Like they have lost their mind. Their mind, they're not in their right mind. And we want to talk about this stuff because it don't nobody talk about it. Don't nobody pay any attention. And I'm trying not to dig too deep, because I know that we have our guest speaker, we have Robin coming on, and you know, and thankful that she even accepted the invitation to be our guest on tonight, and most definitely excited about the information that she has to share, coming on ready to be transparent, ready to share, you know, what's on her heart and her experiences. And I'm telling you, women, I'm telling you, everybody that's listening, we are, and I'll say it, we are some strong black women. We are, you know, we are strong black women, but we also have our struggles, and we also had our battles. I also would say we're women of God, because, you know, in the church, you got to be so strong, and you got to depend on God as if you're not battling in your mind, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's just so many things, but I'm excited to have Robin come on and be a guest with us tonight and to chat with us tonight, and you know, and just release whatever it is, you know. And I was like, Lord, I said, this radio station gonna be hot, getting all three of these people on this line at one time.
Girl.
You know, you gotta know when you're in the presence of the fire of the Holy Ghost. And so, taking nothing from what God has done for us and what He's going to do, but we're going to just be very transparent that throughout this walk, throughout life, we have had struggles that have challenged our mind, that even we had the battles. And I thought about the Battlefield of the Mind, that book, which was truly a blessing to me. And so I don't want to hold any longer. I don't know if Miss Robin is already on the line. I'm not sure if she's already on. But if you are on, Robin, you are free to chime in and step on in and begin to share. You know, go on and share what God has given you. Is she on? Let me see.
I don't hear.
Okay. So they say she's not on right now. So we'll just waiting for her to come in. But yeah, I'm excited, you know, Crystal, and I'm thankful for God even, you know, giving it to us the way He did, because I know, you know, every time we get prepared for the radio station, God always begins to talk, and we have a conversation, and we've been ran across, like, really,
yeah,
like, God, here you
yeah.
go, you know, mm-hmm. you know, here
yep.
you go, and He works through us, and I've been hearing the word transparency a lot, and I'm one that I try to keep it real as much as I can. You know, I never want anybody to think that I have it all together, because I don't have it all together. I will never have it all together. But just truly telling the truth about the battle for the mind. Truly, I did a live earlier on Facebook, and I was talking, and we were talking about one of the topics for the women workshop is my thoughts get the best of me. But then it flipped over and said living out my dreams. And we know that our thoughts can stagnate us from truly living out our dreams. And the thoughts that
mm-hmm.
we struggle with, those things of our mental state, as I said, they come from experiences. They're hereditary, you know. If mental illness is something in your family, you know, it's chances that if you had children, your children can struggle with this same particular illness, you know. But it's real, you know. It really is real. It really is real, you know. I wouldn't even say, I wouldn't say a name, but I know a particular person that suffered from mental illness, but it was due to her life experience. It was, she had been through so much. She had been molested. She had been raped. She had been through so many things. So I was thanking God that, you know, she struggled with mental illness, but she was still in her right mind. You know, she hadn't totally lost her mind, because those type of things, it's one thing for it to happen to you, but then it's a totally another thing when it's tormenting you, right? So, you know, I mean,
wow.
We're talking about the battle for the mind. We're talking about the battle for the mind. So I don't want to too much talk about it all night. Crystal, you can chime in. Don't let me be the talker.
No, what you're saying is just really, really so it's so good, because you know what, even when you were talking, Ranisha, I was thinking just in this week alone when I was just and I'm not even trying to compare, because I don't have no mental illness. I don't know if I ever suffer from anything that I know of, and from the past, if I wasn't through something, I still wouldn't know. But I was thinking, even this week alone, I have been, I'm going to say from last week, I have been looking at the scripture, casting down every imagination, because I'm so hard
mm-hmm.
on myself. And I know, I don't know if this has anything to do with the mind, but I know it does. And that's a daily thing. That's a daily thing to transform your mind. That's a daily thing to cast down every imagination. That's a daily thing to make sure that you have positive thoughts. And even today when I was telling Bernice about my devotional today, how we kind of went hand in hand. And one of the things, one of the excuses at the devotional in the middle, it said, well, it gave an excuse on why they act that way. And it was like, why does it have a melancholy type of personality? And we do that. We just say, oh, no, I'm good. I'm okay. No, it's just me. I'm just these things. And I think we brush it off. And I say that because even us as females, when we go through things in our mind, little things that people think are normal to do as females or as people, as humans, when we are trying to kind of go the other way, I'm going to say not the good route but a better route, we begin to think of those things that we're supposed to do. No, you're not supposed to think like this. Oh, no, you're supposed to think like this. Or it's okay. And you're literally going back and forth. So when I say it's a daily struggle to make sure your mind is in the right place so everything else can line up. Because at first, and I'm going to say this for myself, sometimes I thought it was the body that got to kind of catch up with the mind, but it really is the mind, then the heart, then, you know, everything else got to catch up. So I'm going to tell you, it's a daily thing. So whatever the facts that Robin will be giving out and Bradisha will be talking about too later on, it's a daily thing, y'all. Just to cast down something, you know, certain things that are not like that's not of God, or just things that are not positive, that are not uplifting to your mind or to your, you know, to anything else. But I'm just saying it's a daily thing. So listen to Bradisha. It really, really is something that's just daily we have to do, and just remember to be like, you know, I don't have to think that, you know, I don't want to go into all that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, what I'll say is this. I'm one, and I haven't went to a doctor to be diagnosed with mental illness, but I do. It is something that is in my family. My mother,
mm-hmm.
I watched my mother suffer for mental illness for many of years. I was the one, and I am the oldest of seven children, so I had to, I was responsible, you know, for getting my mom back and forth to the psychiatrist. You know, I remember days where I looked, you know, and my mom would, we would be at the doctor's office, and my mom would be laying on the floor. I learned a lot of things going, you know, it was things that I didn't even know that were going on with my own mother. And so I remember going to the psychiatrist with my mom, and, you know, my mom began to share things with her psychiatrist about things that she was struggling with. One thing that I just recently shared with someone, my mom had got saved, and she came, she was ministering at a church, and she talked about how, you know, she struggled so bad in her mind that, you know, whatever she was battling with, she was diagnosed to be bipolar. She admitted that one day me and my brother was getting ready to, we were coming in the house, and she thought that we were someone coming to get her. So she, you know, she confessed it, and we never knew it, and it brought us to tears because she told us she had almost took our lives because she thought we were someone coming after her because her mind, you know, she had lost her mind. She had been diagnosed to be bipolar. And so that was one thing, to be on the outside looking in and watching her struggle with that thing. But then as I began to grow up and I began to have my own fair of experiences in life, I began to struggle in my mind too. But one thing I believe that really helped me, because prior to now, it was like I was self-medicating myself, you know, and so more so now, I have the struggles and my challenges that I deal with. That's why I tell people, I say, if you see me on fire for God, which I am, if you see me, when you see me in praise mode, when you see me crying out, or if you see me talking, or even on here, when you hear me speaking, I hold on to him because I have allowed him to be my medication. I have allowed him to help me. And it was something that I would never admit, nothing I would never tell anyone. I wouldn't go confess that. People would want to hang around me like, oh, she crazy, you know. And so even last year, I stepped out because after losing my dad, I was really up for grabs because I had already struggled with going back and forth to the doctor. I was thinking I was sick, and they kept telling me, oh, you're healthy, oh, you're healthy. But I didn't feel healthy. It was like something was going on with me that I clearly couldn't understand. And I would go to the doctor. I thought I had cancer. And they would send me home like, you're perfectly healthy. And I'm like, oh, that's great to know, but it's something wrong with me. And I was actually in a season of depression. And I was in that season for about three to 4 months. And when I thought I was getting to a place where it was getting better for me, it's when I lost my dad. So it was like, I felt like I was like relapsing. But God is so faithful that when and I got connected with these women. A person that I had just met called me, like, you know, it's this documentary on Black women and mental illness where they were talking about depression and, like, do you want to be a part? And so I hooked up with the people, and I went and did this film on depression. And, Crystal, you know, you were one to go to the, you know, when we went to see the viewing of the film, actually when it came out. And so it eased me to know. And I think for a lot of us, when you find out that you're not the only person struggling with something, it kind of eases you out, right? Because you would think you're the only person in the world with this problem. But I was able to be around, like, numerous of women. I mean, they're successful. You know, a lot of them got big things going, but they were struggling with depression. And I remember even going to a doctor prescribed me some medication, and I was like, I am not taking this, because I had that mindset of, you know, We ain't nothing wrong with me, you know, for a long time. I kept saying there wasn't nothing wrong with me, but, you know, I had almost lost my mind. I had almost lost my mind. It was just, and I've had my episodes. It's more so I don't do good with death. And the closest I've got to, I feel like I would just go really snap, is even when I lost my daughter, you know. And these are things I've never told, like, out loud. I remember losing my daughter, and I was in the closet digging, like I was digging her grave. Like, I was in the closet. I guess it was dark in there. You know, I don't really remember. But I was just digging, and I was, you know, they said I was acting like I was digging my daughter. out the grave. I went because I wanted my daughter back at that time. And so, you know, my kid's father, he was terrified, and he called my mama for my mama to come over there and get me. And so that was like that was my first episode, and I called to get the, you know how they set you up with the mental people. And I was supposed to go, and I never went. So it was like I was running from it for years. And so it's real. You know, it is real, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it anymore. That's who I am. But through my struggles, God has made me, he has built me up. He has made me over, you know. I just want to share with you, I don't know if there's anyone on this line tonight that have struggled or have loved ones that do struggle, you know, but talk to them, you know, talk to them. I know one thing that used to always help me, and it still helps me now, is music. Like, music is, that's what helps me. And I believe I would be able to share the documentary that I was a part of, was called The Rhythm of Blue. And so even at the end of the documentary, they asked me what was my rhythm, basically what helped me deal with my struggles, and it was music. And so that's what I do. I always listen to a lot of music. I'm more so now listen to, like, you know, soft music, meditation music. I listen to gospel. And I'm not saying, like, I'm just mentally crazy, but I do struggle in my mind. I've struggled, you know. I feel like life has beat me up. It has done some things to me. Some of the stuff I don't understand, and it's all right. It's all right that I don't understand it, because I've grabbed the concept that, you know, it was to make me. And I don't know what happened with our speaker tonight, you know. I don't know. So we can still go on, you know, we can still go on. And I'm saying, if anybody have any questions, call in. Don't hesitate to call in and ask us questions. I'm not one, I always say I ain't one to have, I don't know it all. I do not know it all. I'm led by the Holy Ghost, and that's how I move. If I have some information for you, I will gladly share it with you. Even if you want to ask me some personal questions, like, you know, what do I do? I know now I even took a step forward to talk to a therapist, and that would be totally out, you know, that's totally, or even openly, you know, you got therapists. I saw this one show, this lady, when she went to therapy, she had on a hat, a scarf, and some glasses, because she didn't want nobody to know that she was going to. When she was like, listen, you know, but it's true, though. You know, we see these things, and it's yet a reality, because we walk around here with this pride, and we always have to have it all together. You know, we never can have nothing wrong. You know,
right.
Crystal, us being friends, our hair can't even be out of place. Like, we,
oh,
you know,
you already,
you
know, let me,
you,
girl.
You know, so we always have to have it together. But what we're saying tonight, and all that we're saying, and our topic for tonight was the battle of the mind, you know, and I've shared the battles that, you know, I've struggled in my mind. In that, you know, be honest, get help. If you need help, get help. If you don't want to share with nobody that you're going to see the therapist or the counselor, okay, that's fine, but get the help. Get what you need. Go talk to somebody. Release it. Do not hold on to it. Don't say, I'm all right. You know, you may have had some experiences that are just, they're traumatizing, you know? And it's not all right, but it is all right if that's who you are.
Yeah.
If that's what you're struggling with, that's all right. That is all right.
Well,
so, Chris,
well, you know what?
Do you want to chime in?
No, I'm going to just ask you a question, because, I mean, these were the questions I wanted to have for Robin, but since you at least have some type of leeway, and I like that, but saying in that type of way, but leeway of it, well, I would definitely ask the question, because I asked about seeking the help, but when did you really realize you had a problem, that it was more than just you being sad and you just frustrated or just going through emotions? When do you realize, okay, Bronisha, it is time to get up and go seek help, because I did this, I did that, I did A, B, and C, but I need to get up and go look for a therapist now?
Last year, I've struggled with it it's been about 11 years, but these last I'll say the last three, it was rough. It seemed like it was getting really rough for me. Like, I was really, it was getting hard. And I was like, I didn't understand it. I was trying to understand, like, where did it come from? And the funny thing is, the tricky part about it was like, I was getting closer to God. So I'm like, I'm getting closer to God, but it's like I'm being tormented. You
right.
know, my mind was like, I was just always going through. I always needed to take breaks. But when I really realized it it was right before my dad. It was right before my dad, you know, the situation with my father. I was, I had got overwhelmed really bad, and I was taking my son to the doctor, you know, and my son is special need. And so I got overwhelmed with the situation to the point, like, I was kind of, like, breathing, and I was like, just let me get him, like, I'm really, like, praying almost in tears, like, just let me get him in the car. And then after I get him in the car, I was like, I'm going to just take a break. I'm going to, like, take, like, a 30-minute breathing, like, kind of get myself together. And I turned on my music because I needed my music. And at that point, I knew I was like, I had to get help. Because I was like, you can't keep operating like this. You can't, like, you can't keep feeling like you had it all together. And so after that, I didn't get the opportunity to get the help because it went from me going through that experience to me losing my father. And then, as I said, that's when I admitted it openly. We were on film, so I admitted it to all these women. I admitted it on a camera that thousands of people would see. So I admitted it, and that's like the first step. I don't know how the 12-step program go, but just confessing that, you know what, I
yeah.
did have an issue. Yeah. You know, confessing that I did have an issue, and so I confessed it. It was really hard. I'll even share and dig deep that it was really bad for me to lose my dad, because the day I lost my father, like, literally when my stepmom called to tell me that my dad had died, I started talking like I was five. Everything about me was a little kid. Like, I had like a relapse or something. Like, you know, I went back into time. And I began to talk like a little girl. I was me, but I can hear me talking. And she was like a little girl. And it was so funny how, and I hope I ain't scaring nobody. It was so funny how when I went to my grandmother's house, I didn't want them to see me in that state of mind. So I was kind of like calm because I didn't want to talk like the little girl. I didn't want them to know, like, what the heck going on with her? But my mother knew. And so my mom kept looking at me, and I remember telling my mom, like, you know, don't worry about me. Like, I'm not going to lose my mind, but I'm still talking in a little girl voice. And so that scared me. Like, that really scared me to see me talk like I was five. Like, I was a little child. Like, I was a kid. And so after that, I was like, oh, I'm really going to have to see a therapist. And so that's when I started last year. I went to see a therapist, and you know, I have my day sometimes, but for the most part, she gave me some tools and stuff, and I work with what I have. But I have come to understand that, you know, because of whatever, I don't know exactly what it is that has pushed me to this point. It can be just because it's in my lineage, in my bloodline. It could be that, or, you know, I have had a lot of experiences that I've faced in life, you know, that may have caused me, you know, pushed me up to these points. So I really don't know what it is, but I will tell you that I have come to the place that I have confessed it, and I have come to the place that I accept help. You know, I accept the help. I pray. I let God lead me. I talk to God. Don't get me wrong. But I also allow the help that he has positioned for me, because I do know that he positioned these doctors. They didn't just appear. They just didn't appear out of thin air. Like, he gave them the intellect to be who they are. And, because even through what I'm going through, you know, it would be so funny that even through what I'm going through, God is using me to help other people, because I can understand them, regardless if they confess that they have these particular issues or not. I can help them because I understand them, and I'm not going to judge them. I'm not going to frown upon them because they have this issue. I mean, people can, you know, people have, you know, Crystal, we have our normal days when we just go through stuff, and you may call me and say, You may call me and say, like, you know what, I got this. And I sit and I listen and I help you. And it would be so crazy that my own very thing that I can consider a struggle, it's like my thorn in my flesh. But that helps me help other people. And I'm humbled to help them. And I understand them. And I'm patient with them, too. Because I know that you're not going to get it together all in one day. You know, you're not going to get it together all in one day. And
yeah.
I will say that, you know, I'm getting better at it. I right now, I've learned to set boundaries. You know, when I went to my therapist, she told me to accept boundaries. Set boundaries. And she told me, you know, she told me I have to tell, I can only give out so much of me. Because I realized that, you know, if I overwhelm myself with trying to do all these particular things, then I get really anxious and stuff like that. So I've learned to set boundaries and to tell people, I allow people to know what I can give. And I do not give no more than what I can. I no longer give out more than I can give out. You know, I only give out enough, and that helps me balance. Like, I even have a calendar now, and I told you, you know, I even shared that I look at my calendar. If I got a lot of stuff going on, I'm telling you no, because I can't afford to try to be all these things, and then I get overwhelmed, and I'm over here, you know, just shot, you know. And so, as I said, I never took any medication. I have been prescribed it, never took it. And I'm not just no walking killer or anything, but I do struggle sometimes, you know. And as I said, my mom used to be on all kind of medications, and I've seen my mom. And it took for my mother to come to Christ. When my mom got saved, I seen the change in her. I'm not saying she doesn't struggle for the most part, but she's much different than what she used. She's very different. I think she can manage it a whole lot better now compared to what she used to do. And so I'm just excited about the show today. And Crystal, you go get in here and you go do some talking.
I'm really listening, because like I said before, I can't say, I don't want to say that, because I don't want to believe that just because you don't know, just because you haven't felt that type of emotion to the extreme, that it doesn't exist. But mine's, I'm really listening to take heed of it, and then just kind of jotting some things down in my mind, because some things that you said hit home was every day is not going to be perfect. And that's the one thing that I battle with is perfection. And the fact that it won't be perfect, that makes me mad, because every day I'm looking to get out of it. I'm looking to get out of my mind. I'm looking for something to change the next day. And when it doesn't change, I still feel like I'm still mad, I'm still angry, I'm still this, I'm still that. And I get mad at that. And I remember I was at, I think I told Vanessa this a long time ago, I was at work when we had worked at, this was way before I met her, and I was at LAX, and I used to be in a certain position, but I used to cry. Like, out of nowhere, y'all, just out of nowhere crying. And I would do that I don't know how many times a day. And I'll just think about stuff, and I'll just start crying. Now, I don't know what that was or whoever told me what it was. I didn't know at the time what I was battling. I probably don't know what it was. I probably just really been mad, a mad person. I don't know. But I had certain areas of my life where I was mad and angry and maybe a little bit depressed, but that everyday, daily thing is a lot for me. But it was something that when Vernicia was talking, something that I had seen, when we meditate on the word and choose what we think, we are empowered to take a much more active role in changing our perspective. God never promised that no weapon will be formed against us, but that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And I'm saying that because even when she said that her mom came to Christ, she still struggled, but she still was different. And I kid you not, this is not the first time I heard this scripture like this, that he said it will be formed, but it won't prosper. So I feel that whether regardless you have a mental illness or not, or you're depressed or not, things might happen, but it won't last always. And I'm just a firm believer that trouble won't last always. And I have to keep saying that. And I don't want y'all to think that it's not a daily fight, even to stick with God. It is, but even to keep your mind afloat, you got to fight for that thing. It will not prosper.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. And he was even saying, in here, he said, when we latch onto his perspective on life, the weapons, the lies, fears, and hurts will not prosper. He says, when we learn to actively break agreement with the enemy and tell him he is a liar, When we renew our minds, we participate with him to work out our own salvation in a practical way. And I love when he said a practical way. And I'm saying this because I think me and Barnisha are a very two transparent person, and I think we can kind of deliver the word in that type of way. I believe that in this particular part, he is saying that if you work with me, believe in what I say and know that the enemy is a liar and that he's all these things, if you kind of really meditate on my word day and night, it's a lot more than that. But if you do this, I feel like you can definitely, he said, you work out your own salvation in a practical way. And I believe that we can definitely do that in a certain type of way that he's speaking of meditating, having a different perspective, not believing what the enemy says as if you're going to stay like this forever. And I just feel like if we just kind of change our perspective, like even on a daily basis or when we're really, really, because some of us get tired of kind of trying to do that, like, oh, well, I didn't succeed yesterday, so I'm going to let it go. But when we really have it in our minds and set in our minds to do something and we do it, I believe that's when we will see the change. And I feel like even they say God won't give up on you, but I don't want you to give up on yourself, because I don't believe anyone that's out there that's listening, I don't believe that you're going to be depressed forever. I don't believe that you're going to be unstable forever. I don't believe you're going to always be sad and don't have that melancholy type of perspective on yourself. And to me, when I look at the word melancholy, it was sadness and you're always sad. I don't believe that you're gonna always be sad for the rest of your life. I don't believe that, and I don't know I don't believe that, and I just want to say that because over and over, because I really don't believe that, and I think God is definitely saying that too. Like it will not prosper. It might be formed, but that would not prosper. And to me, prosper, and I look at the word prosper means to succeed and flourish. That would not succeed. That what you're going through cannot succeed, and it won't. And I don't believe it will grow further and more than what you're already dealing with. So kind of want to say, because I'm saying it for my friend to be an actual example of that, and I see her and I know her physically. For me, seeing that and seeing what she goes through, it don't prosper. And after hearing her testimony, she's an example of it will not prosper. It formed, but it did not prosper.
Right. Yeah, and that's so true. I mean, it did, and I thank God, you guys. I thank God. I'm telling you, definitely a lot of, I feel like, oh, my God, like I've got to this place, because even tonight to be able to share, and I said I was going to share it, and I don't know who listening in, you know. I don't even know how many callers we got on here tonight, and that's just perfectly fine, you know, whoever listened, but I just wanted to open it up and just tell my truth, you know, tell my truth. I can't say that, I won't say that everybody will have those experiences, you know, because I remember at a point I was, you know, I remember being suicidal, you know, when I lost my daughter. I remember I got in my car and I told myself that I was like, okay, I'm going to just drive this car on this freeway in front of this bulldozer. That's what I was just going to do. I was getting ready to do it. And it was so funny. I didn't know that the Holy Spirit was the Holy Spirit then, but I called my grandma. And I know I may have scared her because I've never caught her in that manner. And she began to pray for me over the phone. I remember walking down dark streets and, you know, just struggling, you know, struggling in my mind and my friends. You know, I remember all those different things, but I thank and praise God because in the scripture when it says cast down your imagination, I stay there. That's one scripture.
Man,
I'm always there. You know, I got to cast down my imagination. I got to cast down what the enemy is telling me that I am. And I've said this a lot of times. You know, that song by Jacqueline Carr, she said when the enemy comes to tell her what she is, she tell him that's not what she is.
Uh-huh.
When he comes to tell her what she's not, she tell the enemy
I
who
am
she
that.
Is. And she said, I am that. And so the thing about it is, even in struggling in our minds and those that struggle with mental illnesses and all those other things, I'm going to keep it so real with you. I truly believe, you know, it's a spiritual battle. It's happening in your natural things, but it got something to deal with you spiritually. Because for me to even say that when my mother gave her life to Christ, that things changed, for me to even say that I am holding on to God, if God was not God, then my mind would be gone. It's not by accident or a coincidence that, you know, I decided to worship God or to submit my life to Him, and it's like I'm doing all right, just like all of a sudden. So God is God, and I remember even going to Him, and I was praying, and I asked God, I was like, Lord, don't let the devil take my mind. And He told me, He said, Brownisha, if I didn't let you lose your mind when you didn't acknowledge me, when I was out doing everything that I wanted to do besides serve Him, He asked me, He said, what do you think that I would do for you now? And so coming into Him and seeking Him and staying and abiding in Him, I do. I be sometimes rocking. You know what I'm saying? I be here.
Maybe.
Trying to pace myself. But yeah. God, you know, but God. But I want to share because I don't want to get away from that. If you are one that is struggling, tell somebody. Tell somebody. Talk about your battle in your mind. And I even told Crystal, you know, I'm so into helping people. When I begin to see behaviors, my first question is, where did it stem from? What caused it? Why are you this way? You know, because I wanted to understand why was I struggling. And as I said, it's in my family, and it is things that I have experienced in life. You know, I've had guns to my head almost close to death. So, you know, all those things can play a part in why I'm, you know, why I struggle from time to time, because I've had some traumatic experiences, you know, and traumatic experiences could set people so far back that they never come out. But grace be unto, you know, glory be unto me that God has me covered that. I've had experience, I've had these things, and I'm standing, well, I'm sitting, y'all, but I'm on here today telling you guys that, you know, God is faithful, you know. Call the psychiatrist, call whoever it is, you know, get online, begin to search. Don't be shameful. Don't be ashamed of what you're going through. Don't be ashamed. Tell somebody. Tell somebody that you're going through. Tell somebody that you're tired. You know, ask for help. You know, if you need help in your home, if you have a lot of kids, ask, let one of your friends come and help you out, whatever it is, you know, whatever your silent and your secret struggle is, you know, let it out. Don't hold it in, you know, let it out. Don't be ashamed of it, you know, because the truth of the matter, you're not the only one going through it, you know, you're not. I mean, I found out that I wasn't the only person going through it. So, you know, I really would love, you know, if the people did call in, but I know, you know, we have some listeners on. I don't know how many listeners we got on tonight, but I thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in with us, for tuning in with Free Talk Radio. I am so blessed by you. I don't know you by name. I don't know you by face, but I am blessed by everyone that calls in. I heard that we had a caller on the line before the radio station even started. So that showed me that, you know, they was coming looking for something, and I pray that, you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. So is Robin on? Can't hear it. I was told that our guest is on. Robin, are you on? I don't know. They said she's on, but I'm not sure. You know. God still gets the glory. He still gets the glory. You know, and even for your listeners, those of you that are on, you know, we have a Break Free Women workshop coming up, and I would dare you to sign up for that. You know, to be in the presence, to be in the atmosphere with other awesome and powerful women in position to push you, comfort you, love on you, hug you, talk to you, listen to you, whatever it is that you need, you know. And it's, in the title of this event is Break Free. It's time to shift your mindset. And I will tell anyone, it is my event, and that mindset shift has to start with me. So as I was sharing with you guys tonight and the things that I have experienced, I'm in position to help pray, talk, whatever it is, to get you out of the place that you're in so you can do and be who you desire to be and not be bound up with whatever this situation you're dealing with. Is Robin on?
I don't hear.
Okay. Yeah, so I was having some struggles tonight with getting on the getting in the chat room. It's like everything wanted to act like it was going to go wrong tonight. But that just lets me know that someone is getting what they need. If you know me, when the distractions and all the stuff try to come up, I'd be like, oh, that's confirmation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be confirmation that, yeah. But I'm thankful for all you guys that have tuned in to Free Talk Radio today. And, Crystal, I'm so thankful. Look, because it was like I was the guest and you was the host, got me answering questions.
Yeah, because I've seen how it starts to shift, and it could look like we could have gave up on what we thought would, you know, what we thought was in our minds of how it's supposed to go. But I just like, no, we about to go ahead and get these questions out, because I know some people,
right.
Like I said before, I don't want to stress. I'm not going to stress the fact about the getting help, but it is a time where we just stop playing around, stop being so. I'm not gonna even go there with all that. But the fact is, I know there's some people out there that do need more help than what sometimes the world thinks that they need. Or even if you're in God, I'm just saying this, and I hope I'm not being mean, or hope I'm not being disrespectful. But sometimes it's more than just getting help in the church, and I just want to make sure that we answer some of the questions about the getting help and how we know we have a problem, and when to just seek it, when to seek it, and you know. And I'm glad that you were the only, I mean, you're the only one closest thing that I know that has had that experience so far to be able to answer that. So I want at least, you know, a student from a teacher or a student from, you know, just to learn so people can have those questions. Because I know some people are answering, and I know some people are tired of that same thing. Oh, go pray about it. Go. No. And I guess for you to be a woman of God and to be in that position that you are in, to still go seek the help, even if you didn't maybe take the pills, but the fact that you still seek the help, you still knew and you still was able to say, I have a problem. And I think this,
yeah,
you know, you got away from the stigma.
And the thing about it is what I want to clarify is it's one thing between a relationship and a religion. I'm not religious. I do have a relationship with God. And see, God is concerned about those with the mental illness.
Yeah.
He's concerned
Hello.
About each and every one of us. You know, he's concerned about our whole being, natural and spiritually. He is concerned.
Yeah.
So even with talking about the Break Free conference, it's more, you know, we need to walk in those things. And I told you, we have this discussion of walking and being more practical with dealing with situations and not trying to Band-Aid it, not trying to throw a scripture on it, not trying to hide it, but actually dealing with it for what it is. Call it what it is. Call it out. Deal with whatever, because even if we talk and we can be also spiritual, and I say when you're dealing with demonic forces, if you don't call them the spirit by their name, that's like you saying, hey, leave me alone. Well, who is A? Because everybody can turn around to A, or nobody will respond to A, but you have to call it for what it is. If it's mental illness, deal with you have a mental illness. And we're not going to say it's okay that you have it, but it's okay that you're struggling with it to the point that you don't have to be set up here and nobody, you don't have to worry about people judging you. Or even be concerned about people judging you, because the fact of the matter is everybody got a little bit of something going on in their life. It could be mental illness. It could be anything. You know, we all have a little bit of something that we're dealing with. So I don't want to sit on it no longer. And as I said, you know, last year I took that leap. I stepped out and I talked about it. And it was something that I struggled with. And I will continue to talk about that I dealt with depression. Would you want to get ready to testify? Holy Ghost filled, speaking in tongues, and I suffered depression. I moved.
Yes.
Raised my hand. I struggled with it. So, you know, I exposed it. I exposed what I'm dealing with. So the thing about it is, if I expose it, it can't taunt me no more. Because I told, what you going to come tell me now?
Yeah.
I know that I'm struggling with a depression. You know, what you going to come tell me now? Like, what are you going to give me now? So as I begin tonight, as we get ready to close out, you know, as I begin tonight to tell you about everything that I struggle, I told you, we talked about it, I let it out, but I'm still coming back to tell you that it has no power over me. I will not allow it to have power over me. I got power over it. You know, and I'm going to keep walking in that. Did I always have power on it? Sometimes, no. It's ways I have tried to deal with it, where some days it felt like it got the best of me. Some days I didn't get out of my bed. Some days I locked myself up in my closet. Some days, you know, and I'm saying it. I didn't expose it. I didn't let it out. And so my battle ain't in my, you know, we talked about battle for the mind. I talked all about my battle tonight. And again, I just say I pray that everyone has been blessed. And we always say, you know, once we get to the closing of the show, if you have any questions, if you need prayer, you are welcome to email us. Our emails are always posted online, posted in the chat room. And if you don't have that information for myself, and Crystal, you can announce your email as well. For myself, my email is evangelist.blackman@yahoo.com, and that is evangelist.blackman@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, if you have any testimonies that you will want to share with us, email me. And Crystal, you can give them your email.
It's KRISSYSIMPSON20@gmail.com.
So before we close out, you want to say anything, Ms. Crystal?
No, let me say something. I'm not gonna say that, but I'm gonna say this, a little small thing. When you said expose that thing, and I'm just telling y'all, and I don't hope I am not far fetched. I dare y'all to literally speak that thing out to, not even today. It could be tonight or tomorrow, and say it loud. Say, so what, devil? I am this. So what, devil? I am facing this. Or I am. You gotta say it loud so he can know. Because as long as you keep it inside, it's going to torment you. And I think Reggie said that already, but it's going to torment you. But if you say it loud so you can recognize, you think, I don't know, but I know. And I see you. I see you for what you are. But I'm going to let you know this won't prosper. So I dare you to speak it out loud and to, I'm about to go into all that, but I'm telling y'all, say it out loud so the devil can know, oh, I see you. I see you. You're not hitting. And as long as he can keep you to think that you're the only one with the problem, as long as he can think that you're the only one that got these issues, and if he can keep you silent, he's winning. So you got to let the devil know you're not winning this time. Not this time. So you got to be bold. Just be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold, y'all. Be bold.
And so I'm going to pray us out. I normally don't.
Okay.
I will tonight.
I know.
So
that was good.
So, dear gracious Heavenly Father, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bind the devil, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Father, we come humbly before your throne on tonight, oh God. We come with a heart of repentance, God, asking you to forgive us for all sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you cover every listener on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, even our guest that wasn't able to come on tonight, Lord, I pray that blessings upon her life, God, and that you're protecting her and you're working her, whatever
situation
is
before
her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for this radio station. We thank you for this blessing. We thank you for the airways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, every listener, Lord, on tonight, Father God, every listener, Father, whether they struggle with mental illness, God, or whatever it is that they're going to on tonight, Father, I pray that you just invade it on tonight, God. I pray that you invade every attack upon
in
their
the
mind.
Name of Jesus.
Invade every emotion that's coming up against them. Invade everything that is keeping them stuck, God. Invade everything that is attacking them, oh God. In
Jesus,
the name of
the
Jesus,
name
Father,
of
I'm
Jesus.
Putting the blood over every listener on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I'm speaking to the mind on tonight, oh God. And I say that the mind shall and will line up, oh God, in the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of
Father
Jesus.
God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that through you we are free, oh God. And you said whom the Son set free is free indeed, oh God. Father God, we thank you that we can cast all of our cares upon you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that if we just give our cares to you, Lord, Father God, you said to cast our cares upon you, Lord. Hadabasi double shandababasi. Father God, you said that you would give our spirit rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God,
Jesus.
I said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh
in
the morning.
Yes.
Father,
in
so
the
whoever
name of
struggling.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, whoever struggling, Lord. Who's ever struggling tonight, God? I speak that the chains have been broken off of their lives. The chains
Jesus.
Have been broken off of their lives. We bind up mental illness right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up shame tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we just thank you tonight. I pray your spirit rest upon these people tonight. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, he's big. Everything that's not like you that is coming up against them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We praise you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha. He said to lay aside every weight that easily beset us. Hallelujah. He said to lay it aside. So release it, people of God. Release it. Release your issues. Release your trials. Release your struggle. Release your battle. Hallelujah. I just thank you now, God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm speaking that you be the medication. Even as they're taking medication, Father,
yes,
you
in the name
be the
of Jesus.
In their life, God, as you begin to heal them from the top of their head down to the soles of their feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you release them from every shackle of bondage, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that the chains have been broken off of their lives, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. That the madness have been released. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
that they no longer walk. Hallelujah. That they no longer live. Hallelujah. In a world of struggle and struggle in their mind,
Jesus.
God. That the relief has taken place by the power
the name
of
Jesus,
Holy Ghost, God. And this is not just
Jesus.
A coincidence or an accident. This is an ordained appointment.
Yeah,
this is a divine appointment with you today to release
the people
that are struggling
on
tonight
in the name
in
of Jesus.
Minds, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm praying that you just flood their homes right now.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of
we
Jesus.
Thank you and we praise you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, have a good night, people. We talk to you next week.
Bye.